Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
101 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This Knicks team was built the right way. In a league that has a major issue when it comes to, and I know we haven't found a softer phrase for this yet, so I will use the word tanking here. In a league that half the participants are tanking, and they're basically losing on purpose in order to get the number one overall pick. Or let's try to sign a superstar and then get his superstar buddies to join him and make a super team. That's not what the Knicks did. That's not what Leon Rose did. Sure, through the power of friendship, when it comes to the Villanova connection, that's a big part of the heartbeat of this team. But by no means is Josh Hart a superstar. By no means is Mikal Bridges a superstar. This is not the Heatles. This is not Kevin Durant joining the Warriors. Brick by brick, the right way, Leon Rose, and the league should have a smile. Adam Silver should have a smile from ear to ear right now. For a million reasons. How about this? The NBA Cup banner is going to be hanging at Madison Square Garden. Because that bad boy's going up. Right next to the championship banner. Or maybe not right next to it, but they're both going to go up, I would think. Adam Silver should have a big smile on his face because the biggest market in his sport in the world is going to be on the mountaintop as NBA champion. Adam Silver should have the biggest smile on his face because what the league is trying to fight, which is teams losing on purpose, he now has an example, and you can't get a better example because they're going to be champions of a team that did it the right way through hard work, grit, blood, sweat, tears, determination, with an unlikely superstar as the first guy really through to start this all in Brunson. That's here now. And then through smart trades, building your bench, great coaching hires, which includes Tibbs, because Tibbs built this program up. You know, Tibbs walks so Mike Brown can run. Through all of that, the Knicks did it the right way. And they are a great example for the NBA and the league. And it's a likable team. And it's New York City. I know the NBA, especially nationally, it's this star, that star, where this star's going. And sometimes the July talk has more interest than the June talk and the May talk. But when you look at what the Knicks have built and you look at what they're doing and who's doing it and the players that they have and how likable they are, and it's your top market, and they didn't have to lose a million games, or they didn't bring in Katie and Kyrie and Harden or any of that nonsense to do it the way the Knicks have done it, to be this model franchise, it is great for the sport. It is great for the league. It is great for the NBA. And it's something that Silver can point to. And hopefully these other teams, I mean, I don't want them to get good, but you know what I'm trying to say. Overall, hopefully these teams can look at that and say, yeah, we don't have to lose on purpose. Because you want a healthier sport. You want teams to try. You want a better regular season. And let the best team win. And more competitive balance. Not this nonsense that we see throughout the year from the bottom half teams. And it's a bigger conversation for a bigger day on how to combat that. But maybe one of the things that would stop these teams from doing what they've been doing with the tanking is to look at what the Knicks did. Now, you got to hire the right people and you got to find the right players, but it is possible. The Knicks have proved that it is. You don't have to sign up all the superstars. You don't have to lose on purpose and hope you get the number one overall pick. You could do it the right way, a way that makes you feel good about it and all the fans are proud of it, and a team that you grew up, you know, and they grew up in front of you, I should say, and we watched them grow up, and we were there for every twist and turn and every heartbreaking loss in the playoffs and every thrilling win, and now it's culminated in this historic run that they've been on as they are now, the Knicks, two wins away from their first championship in 53 years. I think they get it. I think it's over in four. I think it's going to be a sweep. I predicted five, but I told you after game one, it's now going to be a sweep. And I feel extremely confident about that. I don't think the Spurs, with their inexperience, can handle not only the losses they had at home, but also what they're about to run into, which is a Knicks team that has performed at a very high level at MSG really all year. And obviously, the role that this team is on, how connected they are, and the audience in that building. Even with the high ticket prices, and high is probably, that's probably being a little bit too sheepish. I'm downplaying it. Astronomical prices. I still expect a very loud Garden crowd because you are paying those prices to be a part of history, to be loud, to be into it, and make your voice heard. And when you couple all those things, a young team like the Spurs, they have no chance. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn here on After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night. Ray, what's going on?
Loogie, what's up, boy?
What's happening?
No, it ain't nothing, man. Listen, Loogie, I didn't call for this, but I didn't get to finish my thought the other day. So much like Victor Wembanyama regrets the last few seconds of the game number two, I regret the last few seconds of our phone call. So let me just go back and clean that up and put a bow on it real quick, because I know the conversation will come up again because I know you too well.
King of New York.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
You do know me too well. You do know me too well, Ray. You read my mind. Not for tonight, but yes, it is going to come up again. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, geniuses think alike. So, look, check this out. So, yeah, the other guy that it's just, look, and Gordon Damer, who does wonders here and, you know, is a godsend for us. Yankee fans, much the same way Mets fans consider you a godsend. Mm-hmm. He said it himself. He said, listen, this conversation is bogus. And, you know, I'm not going to go to that extreme, but he was right. It's just another way of trying to take a shot at Aaron Judge, because the hatred that the Met fan calls in when they want to say that Brunson is the king of New York, I understand saying that. actually, you know, he's earned everything that he gets. Jalen Brunson, and I'm about to go off on a rampage right after this point.
Well, you've been one of the biggest supporters of Jalen Brunson as far as phone calls to this radio station for years and years and years. I mean, you've had his back really that I can recall from day one, and besmirching other stars around the league. You've been spot on, Ray, with that stuff. But the King of New York, I understand because you have to take that. because Judge gets shade with that. I understand where you want to defend both of your guys. You're a house divided in this situation.
Right. So here's the it's true. It's mostly Mets fans calling up, and you know the way they say it is with such a vitriol. I mean, you would think that they would look in house and be upset at the fact that Lindor's not in the conversation. And Soto.
Well, it's hard for Lindor to be in the conversation right now on the IL. But look, I mean, I think the conversation when you consider where Jalen is at and where Judge has been, those are the two. And plus, Ray, the reason why Judge is the king is because we had the vote here at the radio station. It was not unanimous because obviously I voted for Brunson, but not many people along with me voted for JB. Judge sat on the throne. But when the Knicks win a championship here, I mean, we don't even have to vote again. Brunson will then be the king. If people here think that's, or you or whoever think that's just like a dopey thing to say he's the king, that's fine. But the reality is he is.
No, listen, I said I'm not going to that extreme. But and listen, here's where I will defend Brunson. The kid that, you know, that calls in, he's taking shots at Brunson now the last few times that he called in. And, you know, listen, little homie, I respect the fact that, you know, you're a Knicks fan, but maybe you need to educate yourself a little bit. He called in and said, oh, Brunson hasn't shown up. Listen, let me just say this. You know, Brunson, the reason why Brunson is still the odds-on leader to win the MVP, even though I agree that Cat has been better from start to finish in these two games, is because Brunson has finished these two games. In game one, he's either the second player or the first player in NBA history to have back-to-back finals games in which he scores the tying bucket. So for saying that he didn't show up last game, he tied
Though, if it wasn't for Karl Anthony Towns, Brunson wouldn't have had that moment. Cat's the one that kept him afloat and got him back in that game.
Yeah, but Loogie, that's all well and good, but you still need Mariano Rivera.
Oh, I agree. Oh, no, he's Mariano Rivera. I think that's the best comp now that we're doing the Knicks-Yankee stuff. I think Brunson, Mariano Rivera is the absolute best comp that you can come up with now when we think about the history, Ray, of this sports town.
Right, and so listen, when it comes, and so he's the, let me finish that thought. He's the either the first or the second player to in history, in finals history, to score the time buckets and the winning points in consecutive games. That's why. And here's the other thing. As far as team building, we're giving all this love to Leon Rose. You don't think Jalen Brunson has his fingerprints on edging
100%.
Those guys to bringing Mikal and Josh Hart and DiVincenzo when we had him? Like, come on.
Well, this even guys like Alvarado and Shamet, guys that have had ties to some of the players on the team. I think Jalen Brunson for sure has his hand in personnel. No doubt. Just like any star player would. But yes, in this situation, for sure, I think JB has gotten in the ear of Leon Rose. And you know what? I'm glad he did, because him, along with Leon Rose and the brain trust there, have, you know, really punched all the right buttons.
Yeah, and look, nobody has scored more points. He averages more points than SGA over the last 4 years since he's become a Knick in the place. And check this out. SGA was shooting 7 of 23, Chevy for 27 in game 7 last year. And everybody says, because he got 17 free throw attempts and still manages to finish with 30 points. Oh, what an MVP performance. But when Brunson shoots 7 for 23, everybody wants to jump all over him and everything else. But what about the fact that he's collapsing that entire defense and has them in scramble mode, which allows guys like Shamet and everybody else to get the open shots that they get.
Definitely opens up the offense.
No matter what. And he's not getting 17 free throw attempts. Otherwise, he wouldn't be 7 for 25. He'd be 7 for 15 with 30 points, just like SGA. He's just not getting the respect. He's getting beat up all series, Loogie. I mean, you can't breathe on the guy if he's wearing an SGA or Luka or Joel.
Yeah, but you know what, though? At the end of the game, he's been, and I appreciate the call, Ray, and the passion as always, but at the end of the game, Brunson is there. Now, in game two, he did miss a free throw. He did miss a shot, to be fair. But the bottom line is, You're spot on in game one, although I would still counter with, if it's not for Karl Anthony Towns, Mariano Rivera wouldn't have been in the game, meaning there would be no game to close out. You need both. Cat's defense on Wemby in this series.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for her families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Now, I understand it's going to be tough for anybody on the Knicks to win the MVP over Jalen Brunson because this feels like his moment, his team, and they're going to honor him. And I'm not going to vehemently disagree with it. When you are the star of the team and... make no mistake, as great as Cat is, and he is certainly the second guy on this squad, but it is Jalen Brunson's team. And through his leadership, which this group has taken on the personality of Brunson, where it's all business, where it's stoic, whether it's, hey, we're not getting caught up, and I think they talked about this a lot on Sunday when they met the media, the Knicks did, the hoopla and the craziness of Madison Square Garden and all the celebrities and all the, the president showing up and everything that's going to surround this game, the first one in that building for a finals game in 27 years. But Brunson, whatever disrespect he has gotten over the years, that's all going to be gone in a couple of days because history is going to look back so fondly on Brunson. Because of the fact that he was the guy that turned everything around of a franchise that was no good for decades. How clutch he is. And yeah, undersized, underdog, underappreciated, overlooked. That goes a long way, especially in New York City. where you feel like at times, even though we are number one, we do have that underdog mentality that we don't give up, that even when we're overlooked, you know, the grind of trying to make it in New York. Whether it's in entertainment, like the business that I'm in, or whatever form of entertainment, or just the everyday world or Wall Street, the hustle and bustle. Abe is in the Bronx here on After Hours. What's up, Abe?
What's going on, Tommy? How you doing?
Great, great. How you doing?
Thank God, thank God. First of all, I got to say, you know, very rare for an NBA team, meaning for this Knicks team, like, I cannot say one thing that they're doing wrong. Like, they're a perfect basketball team. Like,
yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Since that game three against the, like, it's unbelievable. Every last guy that's playing is doing exactly what they need to do.
And even when they haven't been perfect, Abe, if they've had a moment of imperfection, they haven't been burned for it. So Merrill's three with Cleveland almost goes in, but it didn't. Wemby throws the ball and it hits Castle in the back. Then Wemby misses a shot. You know, even when Brunson didn't nail his free throw. So they're being rewarded for being close to perfect. So when they've had a moment here where they didn't completely execute, the team they're playing hasn't executed either. And that has also lent itself to this winning streak.
Like what you said also before, meaning last year against Indiana, it was very clearly God didn't want us to win the title.
It wasn't their time.
You see it straight up.
Yeah, it wasn't their time. It wasn't their time. But you know what? Now it is.
This year is just like you see every little thing that could go wrong doesn't go wrong. It's unbelievable to see. That's number one.
Yep.
And by the way, I agree with you 1,000%. I think Towns deserves the MVP. I think he is going to get the MVP. And, you know, he's been playing unbelievable this finals. Jalen Brunson, obviously, he's the king, the captain.
But Cat, I think, is also as great as Jalen is and as clutch as he is, and nobody's more clutch than Jalen Brunson. And I think Mariano Rivera is a great comp to that. But this team took off when they unlocked Karl Anthony Towns and they ran their offense through Karl Anthony Towns and his defense stepped up and went to another level.
Yeah.
You know, Karl Anthony Towns, as great as Brunson is, he needs a guy like Karl Anthony Towns. You know, you need the players around him. So I think in a situation like this, Cat, the way he's playing,
the biggest adjustment.
He's been the MVP in this series so far, in my estimation.
Greatest adjustment, by the way, by Mike Brown. I got to give him his flowers, obviously. The greatest adjustment I've seen in coaching history since that game three. Like, after that game three, I was with my boys. I was watching me and my six boys. Mm-hmm. We were watching with effing him out. We're so pissed off at Mike Brown. Why don't you call it? Like, we obviously thought he had that timeout.
Yeah.
It was on the scoreboard, but he didn't.
Yep.
TV why don't you call it timeout? This went wrong. This went wrong. They have lost since that game.
Correct.
It's unbelievable. It's just,
correct. Night one of the NFL draft was the last time the Knicks lost a playoff game. Late April. It's the last time they lost. They are going to sweep three consecutive series. And you bring up Mike Brown. Look, Quinn Snyder outcoached him in those first couple games in that series, and the Hawks were up 2-1. I don't think the Knicks were in any type of danger, but when you considered what was at stake this year and the expectations of this season and how it was finals or bust, the idea that the Knicks lost one of the first two games at home and then dropped the first game in Atlanta, that isn't exactly how you draw it up and how you want to start your run to the finals. And perhaps that was a wake-up call. Or perhaps it was just pure coincidence and the team just took off. And it was little things like Karl Anthony Towns allegedly going into Mike Brown's office and saying, hey, we got to run the offense through me. Or Mikal Bridges finally realizing that he's that guy that was in Phoenix and early on in Brooklyn, and why you give up all those picks for a player like that. And the defense, which has been unbelievable for months now, continues to be great. And with all of that, the confidence the momentum, the swagger, the belief. That's so huge in sports. When you have those things, you believe you're going to win. You believe no matter what is thrown at you, you're going to overcome it. Nothing is going to stop us. Nothing. No level of adversity is going to stand in our way. No talent is going to stand in our way. No superstar, no arena on the road is going to prevent us from our ultimate goal, which is winning a championship. And with each win, the Knicks have gotten stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And you wondered out loud, if they were to have lost a game, how would they have responded? We're not going to find out. We're not going to find out because they're not losing one. And I've been consistent on that. You heard the promo that was running right as we went to break. That was me from the other night. I said it after game one. Going into the series, Knicks in five. After game one, I said Knicks in four. Just like I changed my prediction in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think I had it in five there, changed it to four again. I feel the exact same way about this round, the final round, which is, it's just destiny. It's just storybook. It's a Hollywood script, and this is going to be the Hollywood ending. Or should I say the Broadway ending? Because sometimes in sports, you know, there are outside forces in play, and it's almost like it's scripted. And this just feels like the year where they are not going to lose again. That feels like the narrative. That feels like the story. When we close the book on the 2026 Knicks in 26, it's going to be about a team that won 15 straight playoff games, swept three straight series, and completely and utterly blitzkrieged their opponents in their waist. Because they haven't totally flexed their muscles in this series yet. They're about to. You're about to get that next gear in these games at home. This is where my prediction before the series, where the Spurs would be begging for mercy at the end, that's what's going to happen now. San Antonio is going to want to be on the first flight out of New York. Because a young team like that, they don't have what you need on the inside because they haven't learned it yet. They haven't been through it yet. They haven't gained that experience yet in order to accrue that intestinal fortitude that you need to take out a team like the Knicks. And quite frankly, even if it was an experienced team, even if this was a healthy OKC team that got through, I still think it would be 2-0. That's the type of roll and momentum and wave that the Knicks are on. It's just their year. It's their year to have this run. And this is the start of something special. This week is going to be one for the ages. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County. What's up, Ross?
Loogie, what's going on,
hey,
man?
What's up?
Hey, listen, you're open. Couple things you were spot on with my opinion. First off, the defying logic thing. I think that's just something that we don't talk about enough, man. You know, just like the semantics of a series, you always think like with Cleveland, all right, you got to assume you go back to their floor, you split. Cleveland's got the urgency. Even with a San Antonio team where we're starting on the road going into a game two, you got to think, all right, they're going balls to the wall, everything in their power. And honestly, another thing you said in the open that I love, that had all the makings of not only a Tom Thibodeau coach game, but a Tom Thibodeau coach playoff loss. And if Tibbs is on that sideline, we're probably looking at a 1-1 series. Because that felt like, and listen, like I talked to you and other people, I said, well, always thank Tibbs, and Randall's another one. Julius Randle, no matter how controversial.
Yeah, he came here. He came here, and when a lot of people didn't want to.
None of this is possible without him. Even
both of them.
Pretty much more so than Tibbs, because you got to look at like the transactions too, right? Cat, who we're talking about, is finals MVP.
Sure.
the Anunoby trade with the Barrett, and that's a whole other thing.
Yep, you might not get Cat, obviously, if you don't have Julius to trade. No, I think Julius Randle deserves his flowers. Tibbs deserves his flowers, even though they're both Dante. They're not here, but they absolutely played a hand in this.
You know, it's crazy when you look back. It's always like stuff's meant to be, right? The 2019 offseason was not just like a run-of-the-muck bad offseason, a poster child of an offseason from hell, not just with free agency, but the lottery.
Yep.
And it all pans out, man. Listen, I always picture the day where, you know me, I'm towards the younger end of callers on this station. I always picture the day that one day I'll be that caller calling up in like 2056 and saying, I've been a season ticket holder since 2031, et cetera. And I remember back in the day, Jalen Brunson, Cat, and whatnot. But I never thought it would be actually true, man. I know, you know, obviously Evan Roberts more than anybody kind of preaches poetic about the winners winning and the losers losing. Kind of you brought it up. One parade I could think of that even comes close to rivaling what this will be is the 2016 Cubs, just the Billy Goat Bart and all that.
Cubs, and obviously the,
well, we're right there
the
with
94
them,
Rangers is it was huge for sure, no doubt about it. But I also bring, and I brought this up in the past as well, Cubs, no doubt. You look around sports now, the Bills, if they ever win a Super Bowl, would be crazy up there. And the Knicks are in the absolute same boat and probably above all of them because it's New York City. But the Rangers in 94 was a special one. That first Yankee one in the dynastic 90s, huge. But the thing to me, or the little cherry on top that a Nick parade has, Ranger parade has it too, but that a baseball doesn't have, a football doesn't have, but where basketball and hockey have is the benefit of June weather. You don't have to wear three layers. If you can get a day like we're going to get later on, these next 2 days, 75, 81 degrees, that range, perfect sunshine. It just adds to the, hey, you know what? I wasn't going to go to the parade. It was going to be 20 degrees outside to see the Giant parade. But you know what? It's a beautiful day. And I'm talking about just fringe fans. You know, we're along for the ride. Now we're going to go to the parade. It's a beautiful day in New York City. Let's head out there. And that's where you start to get 3 million plus. And the idea of those that either are transplants that have moved elsewhere. Like I have cousins. I was going to almost say down south. They would call it down south. They live in like Maryland and Virginia. I think if you actually live in the south, you would not call them the south. But I think they kind of refer to it as down. I would say, oh, you know, down south in Maryland, which is not down south. But so I have family out there. And I also have friends in PA and things of that nature that used to live here. I've already talked to a lot of them and they're going to be here this week. For games, for the parade. So I know that there are people across this great country that are going to show up and show out. And all the Knicks fans that are still around here. And those that maybe are Knicks fans that never lived here, maybe that's just their team for whatever reason. They love the lure of Madison Square Garden in New York City, and they just have grown up as a Knicks fan, even though they did not grow up in New York. I think that's where you're going to get the 3 million plus at this parade. Which is insanity. But yeah, Cubs, when they broke it, Red Sox, Rangers in 94, Bills if they get one, and then of course the Knicks after 53 years, a parade. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. I see everybody up there. We'll get to you. Plenty of time. We got another 3.5 hours to go here. I'll explain why I'm pulling for Cat to win the MVP. We'll talk about the ticket prices because I just saw a graphic there of the highest ticket price for the game later on this evening. We'll talk about the no watch party outside of Madison Square Garden. A lot to get to, and your phone calls will be a major part of this show over the next 3.5 hours. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. 888-808-1019. It is after hours. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really?
Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
136 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Neugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call Game 3, the first finals game here at Madison Square Garden in 27 years. That's what's going to be taking place later on this evening. If you are headed to the game and the ticket price is the most expensive ticket right now is $180,000. That's a lot of boxes of ziti. That's a lot of fajoules. Do you Venmo that one? What do you do with that? You write a check? You just pay it in cash? Imagine if that'd be a baller move. I'm going to pay this. Actually, I'm going to pay this in cash. $180,000. A couple dead presidents. And I think the cheapest is maybe right around $5,000. But if you're going to be inside the building tonight, it's going to be special. The emotion, everything, the anthem, the introductions, the opening tip, all the pomp and circumstances, all the hoopla that I know the Knicks players are trying to drown out, but we as fans are just going to be bathing in it because we have waited 27 years to see our team in the finals. And if you're fortunate enough to be inside the building tonight, it is going to be quite special. From the minute you walk into that building and arrive early, because the security is obviously going to be extremely heightened with President Trump in the building. So once you get through all the security and you get to your seat or you grab a adult beverage or a soda, if that's your game, or some popcorn, some garden popcorn, or whatever you want to snack on. The minute you hit your seat, really the minute you walk in and you just breathe in Madison Square Garden. And even online, the streets, it's the best. From the minute you walk in, and then you sit in your seat and watch that game. I mean, that's emotional. That's generations of Knicks fans that have been waiting for this. So that select few that's going to be inside the cathedral of sports, the greatest arena in the history of sports, they are, you know, center stage for a very emotional and very special night here in New York City. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Q out in California. What's up, Q? Q, you got me? All right, we're going to put Q back on hold here because he is flying. Maybe he's already on the plane, but he is flying here for game three. So I would imagine, I mean, it's about a 6-hour flight plus the 3-hour difference. So that's a 9-hour flight, essentially. So maybe Q is already on the plane. Let's head out to Gus in Ridgewood here on the fan. What's up, Gus?
Loogie, 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 loogie.
What do you hear? What do you say? Oh, very loogie evening. A very pleasant one, I hope, Gus. Thanks for calling.
Always a pleasure speaking with you. I think you might have been interrupting Q's call like you usually do.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I go to a caller, I feel like I'm interrupting their daily life. And Q is, we may not hear from him, but Q from California is flying here for game three, which is awesome. So hopefully, if he's in the air right now, we could have got to him earlier. That's on me. But yeah, Q is, I'm sure, one of many that are hitching a flight, catching a flight, and heading out to Madison Square Garden, dropping a lot of cash, and are going to be there for history.
That is amazing. I hope that he gets to witness us going up 3-0, just like I had the honor and privilege of being able to watch our Knicks clinch the Eastern Conference out in Cleveland. Definitely worth the trip. Very happy.
Oh, you went out all the way. That's awesome. Yo, that was that is a great one. Yep, on Memorial Day. That had to be that. Yeah, that's the type of stuff. Whether it's on the road or whether it's at home, you know, those are moments you take with you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. You know, really quick on that trip, and then I got two questions for you.
Of course.
But on that trip, we spent we were 14 rows from the court, and we spent $700 altogether, including the ticket. Well, wait, hold on. Including the ticket price at $345, bottle service the night before, two nights at our Airbnb, food, drinks, gas, tolls, everything. And if we would have gone to the Garden the day after for game five, if the Knicks had lost in Cleveland, that same ticket would have been $1,900. So
yeah, and you got $700 for the whole ball of wax, like you said, seats and bottle service, really A to the Z there.
Absolutely, 100%. It was definitely worth doing that. But I've got two questions for you because I know that you were a big enthusiast when it comes to electronic dance music.
Yes.
And I'm going to be DJing the watch parties at T-Squared on Monday and Wednesday.
Okay.
I do hope that you and I get to DJ, that we get to work together a watch party at some point because you are cool as heck, and I'm definitely looking forward to collaborating with you on that. I still got to DM you on that, but here are my two questions. One is, everybody does a typical "We Are the Champions." All I do is win, 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 yada yada yada.
Yeah.
What song should I play when we clinch?
Wow. Let me think about that one, Gus. Get back to me because we have a couple days to think about it. Because I want to give that the proper thought before I give that the answer there, because there are a couple of ones that come to my mind immediately, but I want to give the perfect answer for that. So hit me up, whether it's on social media, and I'll answer it just on the air, or if you can call me back within the next couple of days. But give me a little bit of time to let that marinate and sink in, and I'll come up with my best answer.
I appreciate it, brother. And then this last question that I'll leave you with, because I know this is going to be quite the topic. I've been debating back and forth with family and friends, particularly my cousin Yassine. So here's the thing. We are not in agreement at all. He is a huge Lakers fan, even though he's a huge Giants fan, which is the weirdest thing.
That's weird. There's a lot of Laker fans that aren't, you know what I mean? They just root for the Lakers and they live around here. That's just part of the brand that they have that has reached out to this coast.
I suppose so. They're Yankee fans who are Laker fans who are Cowboy fans.
Yep,
I mean, it's very typical.
100%.
Yeah. go figure. But here's my question for you, because we've been going back and forth on this for the last few weeks. Objectively, if the Knicks continue, and I know that the 1 point victory kind of diminishes that point a little bit, which is ironic. But my question to you is: can we objectively say if the Knicks continue win these next two games in as dominant fashion as they have? Because let's be real, we beat the Spurs and the refs on Friday night. But if the Knicks continue and win these next two games in as dominant fashion as they had been normally, can we call this Knicks team the most dominant playoff team of all time, and this being the most dominant run of all time?
They would be right there with that Warrior team that won as many games in a row. They'd be right there. And then we could sit there and kind of dissect each game, but just right off the top of my brain, you win as many in a row as that Warrior team, which is the longest streak ever of consecutive wins in the playoffs, 2017. They went 16-1 in the playoffs that year, the Warriors, where obviously the Knicks would have lost too. So it's going to be that, to me, those are the two. That's going to be the conversation. They're going to be right there with them. I'll break that down when we get there as far as point differential, because I think the Knicks are going to have them beat there. I mean, we're talking about the series clinchers and the win game four against the Spurs, which I think is going to be going away. Look, remember, the script of this run has been the clincher are routes. No doubters. Spurs might give you an effort tonight. They'll let go of the rope in game four. That's going to be a hours-long coronation and party where the starters will not be on court in the fourth quarter other than to take bows, and then ultimately the confetti falling, and then they receive their championship. But this has felt like a movie. This has felt like a dream, and I think the dream continues. Two straight wins, another sweep, another game four lopsided landslide victory for the Knicks. And at that point, there would be no team that's been more dominant in their run to a championship. That would be the icing on the cake. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I believe Q in California is back with us. Q, what's going on?
Yo, hey, Tommy. So hey. We are literally in transit right now, heading to our gate, taking the red eye from SFO to Newark. So we'll see you guys in several hours. And all the Knicks fam.
Beautiful.
I'm with my 15-year-old daughter as well.
Amazing.
This is like 30 years of, you know, redemption in the making. Okay, Patrick Ewing's Miss Finger Roll, Reggie Miller choke job, John Starks 1-for-15, right? So look, a lot of pent up craziness here. We already saw a couple folks with like Knicks hats.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they're probably heading the same way.
Yep.
So you got people flying cross country right now as we speak.
Now, Q, California's not down the block. Are you planning on staying here for a while, or is just this a dip in and dip out? What's the plan here for you and your daughter?
Yeah. So we got the we'll be there for games 3 and 4.
Wow.
We unfortunately have to head out on Thursday because my kid plays basketball, so she's got a basketball tournament to participate in this weekend. That's
okay.
The only reason why we'll miss your Friday parade.
Yeah, but listen, all things considered, you're flying across the country. You're going to be there for game 3, game 4. Even though you're not going to be around for the parade, that is still a lifetime memory that you are going to have with your daughter, with your child. That's what sports is all about. You know, families and just that bond and these moments. It's incredible, and good on you for making this happen, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's intergenerational, man. Like, yep. You know, I never forced my kid to be a Knicks fan. You know, she should be a Warriors fan, right? But, like, somehow it just, like, runs in the blood. So it's the weirdest thing.
Yep,
and, you know, we got tickets to the Central Park thing tomorrow as well. So we're all stoked. We're all ready to go.
Yeah, it's awesome. Just for you, Q, to be involved, and good luck. Safe travels. We'll see you out here. How awesome is that? And the fact that he's seeing Knick hats. I'm telling you, there are Knick fans everywhere. It's just, you might not have noticed them through the decades because the team is so bad. I'm not going to fault anybody for not repping their gear, especially if you're not in New York City and you're in, quote-unquote, enemy territory out there in La La Land, Los Angeles, City of Angels. But the tides have turned. And now, Knick fans are peacocking. They're repping their city, they're repping their team, and they are coming from all ends of the earth to this great city this week. Now, if you're not a sports fan and you just happen to be listening to a sports talk radio station, I do apologize for what's next week. It's not fun. I already told my wife, who's oblivious to everything, I was like, do not go into work the day of the parade. That is just something you're not going to want to be involved with. I would imagine the Long Island Railroad's going to run extra trains. I assume the New Jersey Transit will run it. You have to. Because there are going to be some people that do go into work. I'm assuming this is, well, it's going to be a day of the week. A weekday, I should say. Whether it's Friday, whether it's... Friday's easy for people to work from home. But either way, if you're not a sports fan and you have to travel with the train or a car, I would stay home. If you're not planning on going to the parade, there's no reason to go into that eye of that storm. That's something you're not going to want to deal with. Plus, they're already going to be packed to begin with. We don't need commuters. If you can't work from home, take a day off. And really, businesses should be closed that day anyway, unless they're necessary for the parade and the after party and the after hours. Then, please, by all means. But otherwise, you know what? Let's close shop as a city for a day. Why not? And let everybody kind of enjoy it, and that way people don't have to commute in. Because you're talking about 3 million people coming from all ends here in the tri-state area, getting to one location during morning commute hours. Because the parade's going to be, what, at 11 a.m.? So that's a little bit, a smidge, depending on what time you get there, a smidge after morning rush hour. I would advise people, if you're not a sports fan, if you're not going to the parade, if you don't want to be involved in this stuff, to just stay home. That way there's some seats on the train for people. And to be standing on top of each other. And you got to run extra trains, obviously. You know, because I've gone to some of these watch parties. I'm on the trains. And they're packed with people. City's packed. The bars are packed. And these are just this is just the lead up. The parade is, and it's all in one, you know, location, basically, where it's not completely spread out over Manhattan and Long Island, you know, everywhere. Because it's not, you know, you can go to a watch party wherever you want. There's only one location for the parade. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. I've woken up every day and I've thought about this parade. Not just as, you know, young Thomas Lugauer, thinking back to really my first love as a sports fan, which is the Knicks. And I've talked about this before, but Patrick Ewing is the first athlete that I sports fell in love with, idolized, poster on the wall. Loved me some Knicks. I've thought about that. I've thought about all the years of bad basketball, all the disappointments, being a bridesmaid a couple of times. I think about this run and some of the disappointments in this era of Knicks basketball and heartbreaking losses, which only made this team stronger. Yes, in fact, it did build character. And it got this squad mentally to where they are now a locomotive that is just steamrolling down the tracks. But I also think about what day it's going to be, what the weather's going to be like, all of that stuff. Something I've dreamt about forever, a Knicks parade. What parade's going to be the biggest parade in this city? Always is the Knick parade. Well, there'll never be a Knick parade. It's LOL Knicks. Yeah, they have a Knick parade. They're not winning a championship. Well, they're winning a championship. And that parade is rapidly approaching. Whether it's Friday, whether it's Monday, it's happening. And it's going in a city that is known for its parties and it's known for its events. This is going to be an all-timer in terms of a party, in terms of a celebration. We've already heard from a couple people that are making the trek out here. I've told you there are a few people in my life that are making the trek out here. More and more and more are going to make the trek out here to not only experience these games, whether it's at MSG, if they could, you know, afford it, or they found a way in somehow, or it's one of these watch parties. You know, Central Park's got them. The bar's got them. They're all over the place. Can't miss them. And or going to the parade. This next 7-day stretch here in New York City is going to be euphoric. It's going to be monumental. Because generations of fans, both young and old, are going to put their Knicks gear on and celebrate together. Because that's where we're at. The coronation is Wednesday night, right around 11 o'clock. And probably even earlier, because I think the Knicks are going to win that game by 50. They might even win it by 80. Depends. It depends on how quickly they pull their starters, which might be like mid-third quarter. Because I think the Spurs lose this game, and then in game four, they let go of the rope, which is understandable. It's over. You're not coming back from 3-0. You have a, in normal circumstances, a 15% shot, the Spurs, right now, of coming back in this series. Against this Knicks team, less than 0.1%. Just have none. Zero. I told you it was over last week. I've remained confident. I've remained cocky. I have not even sweat one bead of moisture has come down my forehead, not one, in this winning streak and in this finals. Because it's a team of destiny. I know the outcome. Not only am I the future, I see the future. And the future of the Knicks is a sweep. And the future for us is a parade. Whether it's Friday or whether it's Monday. That's the future. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And the future of this show is more of your calls. Coming up, we got another 3 hours, so plenty of time for you to join the conversation. Knick fans, let's line it up right now. 888-808-1019. I'll get into coming up the ticket prices, the no watch parties outside of Madison Square Garden, why I am rooting for Carl Anthony Towns to win the MVP, and of course, everything headlined by you, the fans, and your calls. 888-808-1019. That is the number to join the conversation here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.